One thing we haven't mentioned, of course, apart from your tremendous number of games, there were a tremendous number of tries you scored. And do you remember the occasion on which you actually broke Arthur Hudson's record and, well, set a record that, quite honestly, is never going to be beaten?
Mm-hmm. I think it was down in Plymouth. We were playing Plymouth Albion. I think that's where it was. I can't quite remember. I didn't think going into that game that if I scored it was that. It was only when somebody sort of congratulated me as we were running back that I knew that I'd broken his record then. But I think, it was away to Plymouth, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That suggests that you scored more than one try in that game, in fact.
To be honest,
I wasn't sure
at that time where it stood. It was only when somebody sort of said well done all the rest of it that I knew about it.
The fuss that we made these days. Again, I mean, the publicity machine would...
The publicity machine
would get into action, wouldn't it?
And that record will stand for all time.
Yeah, it has to, doesn't it?
Play now. There's no way anyone's ever going to get anywhere near that.
I don't think that's right. And obviously, the number of games now, it's unless something changes the way the game is managed and played, there won't be anybody else playing 500 games.
Same applies to Alan Brin's record for number of appearances.
It's
never going to be broken, is it really? No. Talking about the modern game, how do you feel about the changes in the game, the way the game's developed? Particularly, I suppose, the player's fitness, the number of injuries.
It has changed, hasn't it? The way the game is played, the way it appears on the field. And obviously the physique of the guys. Some of the former players had a day out at Hartbury when Hartbury were playing a team, and former players sponsored that match, and we were invited down there, and we were shown around all the facilities that the club now train in. And it was quite amazing, really. You know, considering what we had was a couple of tackle bags and a scrummage machine and all the rest of it, but the facilities that they have now at their disposal is absolutely unbelievable. They obviously have bulked up in terms of weight and muscle power, body shapes have changed. You wonder sometimes if they're so overtrained that these are the reasons that the body isn't designed to be the weight they are and to take the hits they take and all the rest of it. But it was quite incredible. They've got a 4G pitch of dry weather training, wet weather training out on there. Absolutely amazing. But I think some of them are just so bulky, it's unbelievable. We went and saw some of the Hartbury students training in their gym, and some students at the age of 19-20 built like bodybuilders, they're so muscular in both their legs and arms, you wonder whether they can actually catch and pass a ball. I think it's changed tremendously. And the way the game has changed on the field as well. How the backs ever make a break nowadays is unbelievable, because you've always got a spread of players across the field. You've got forwards mingled in amongst the backs. I always remember that to make a break, either a centre had to sell a dummy, beat a man with a sidestep, or he had to put somebody into a space, pass the ball into a space and the player took the ball through the gap. They can't do that now because the close proximity of everybody spread across the line. So the game has changed a lot, and also the forward play has changed a lot by even... Mauls now, with the ball, the position of where the ball had to be up the front with your players pushing you. When we were playing now, the ball is at the back of a maul. You think, well, when did that rule change? And this scrummaging is just... It's impossible to stop, whereas if the ball was at the player at the front and they was being pushed, there was at least a chance you could do something about that. But I think it drives you to distraction now, scrums and...
Oh, yes.
the way its scrums fall apart. They have so many resets and all the rest of it. And
well, the two teams are just pushing to get a penalty.
Yeah.
You never think of a quick heel.
Quick heel.
Who heels the ball these days?
Well, they don't.
Second row?
The second row is never put in straight. It's always put in at 45 degrees, and you think, well, it's not a contest. You know? It's a shove and push contest. There was no.
Yeah.
I think when you look back at how Japan dealt with that against South Africa, a quick route one ball back, they won it. They got it away, you know?
Exactly.
And they hooked it.
Yeah,
absolutely. The game has changed, but I can't see it changing back to that at this moment in time.
But the Japanese tackling too.
Yeah.
They took them low.
Yeah.
Well, they had to.
They had to.
But they did.
But they did, yeah.
Well, that's how we were taught at school, wasn't it?
That's right.
For heaven's sake. Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not sure whether it's for the spectator, whether it's any more enjoyable or less. I mean, do you feel it's more enjoyable nowadays or with the older games?
I felt it was definitely, myself, that it was definitely more enjoyable back in the noughties, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that early period after the millennium. Yeah. And Gloucester were playing an exceptional brand of rugby too, and it was extremely entertaining here. I think the game is going backwards now. I really do. And now I'm looking back, you know, at the amateur days and thinking, well, you know, if this is what the game's evolving into, then we're just not progressing at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very much more of the same, isn't it? You know, out-tackle.
Mm.
Strange.
Yeah, there's no subtlety in
it. No subtlety in it.
No.
No.
And nobody seems to think of the size yet, but as you quite correctly say, the defence fans right across the field, there's no space.
Mm.
There is no way through. And the same way, if you get up to, say, 5 yards from the line, and the forwards keep trying to do drives.
Yeah.
The drives are a distraction. They tackle. There's no way they're going to get through.
Yeah.
They shouldn't.
No.
No, and you see Johnny May playing like a centre for half the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's having to go inside looking for the ball.
Inside looking for the ball,
yeah,
that's right.
Has to,
yeah,
because
yeah.
Nobody's ever going to create space.
Space
for him
around the wing, no. No.
Well.
Okay.
A sad note on which to end, but.
Well, we'll
but there
edit
we go.
That out then.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay,
Bob.
Thank
that
you.
Was,
I hope
that was very
hope
enjoyable.
That went well for you.